3-5-0-5-5.
Back with you, 531.
I can deal with that music.
Yeah, that's a little better. At 5:30 each week on Thursday, we bring in somebody named Mr. Rex Chambers.
That's right.
Let's say Mr. Retired Rex Chambers, who's going to tell us about putting some fish in the boat. Rex, welcome back.
I can't tell you nothing. I didn't get hair band music lead-in.
Hey, I got to know, are you in the water right now?
No, I'm not.
Too hot. Hey, Rex, I will say this. Last week when we were talking, you told us about the Alabama Bass Trail, and the show was going to be on Sunday morning. Hey, my son and I, we recorded that. After church we got home, we turned it on and watched it, and it was fantastic. I mean, it was just like watching a Bassmasters, you know? I mean, the quality.
They did a really good job on that show, and not because I was on it, but that was the best show of the season so far. But reason being is because that was the final tournament of the regular season. And so, therefore, they took the camera guys and put a camera guy in the number one place boat and the number two place boat in the points. And it was a fish off pretty much, and it ended up being a good shootout. You know, number one in the points and number two in the points get first and second.
Exactly.
And so it did make a really good show. I was real impressed. And they've done a great job all year doing that. It's just that particular show and the one coming up will be the same on Weiss Lake. They'll be with the two points leaders. And it made for a great show. I hear rave reviews about as good as the show is. And there are some detractors, but it's a 30-minute show.
Sure.
And they've got to get it paid for, so therefore it's got a lot of our local sponsors commercials in it. And it is the first year. It's been exceptionally good for a first-season broadcast, but I have been told by a little birdie that it's coming back for at least two more seasons. So look for a lot of Alabama Bass Trail coming to a channel near you.
Well, that is fantastic. Again, Rex, and it's not because you come on, you graciously, come on and spend, 15, 20 minutes with us every week, but the show, if someone didn't know that was the first year, you would have no clue the first year show.
Like I tell everybody, and I'll tell you this, I just got off the phone with a gentleman about an hour ago who's just thinking about fishing the Alabama Bass Trail.
Right.
And he had fished another trail the last few years, and he called me, and just because he's known me for years, and he asked me, he said, I want your true opinion about the Alabama Bass Trail. He said, because me and my son's going to fish. And I said, well, I'll tell you, it's the truth. Hand up. There is not a bass trail around ran any better than Alabama Bass Trail is. I fished the Bassmaster Opens. I fished some FLW. Tour opens. It's comparable. Now, it is a team trail, so it makes it a little bit different.
Right.
But they put on a great show. They make the weekend angler feel as if they are professional for a few weeks out of the year. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
And they do a great job. Really great job.
It was fantastic. We turned it on, was watching it, and right off the bat when they go to you and your partner, you're fishing top water and you both are hooked up together. I mean, you got a double on right off the bat. So, that was cool in itself.
We had a great day that day, and it did make for some TV gold. We had, and what's bad is there were so many more great catches that my partner Brent Crow and I had. That pretty much got left on the cutting room floor because we only got 30 minutes.
That's right.
And but they did fit some good stuff in there, and it ended up being a great show. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Like I said, we recorded and watched it, so it was fantastic. Let me say this: some of those guys, they're not real comfortable, I guess, talking or in front of the camera or whatever. But I tell you what, you knocked that out of the park. It was just like you've done that all your life, being in front of a camera. So to me, it was head and shoulders. There was no comparison to Rex talking and looking at a camera and then some of those other guys. And that's not throwing off on them. Some people aren't good at that.
Not my first rodeo. I don't know if you're, I did if you remember way back when Channel 2 started on the cable
here, absolutely.
You know, I did a weekly show there, and that was really my first time in front of a camera.
Right.
And you know, I do a lot of radio, and I do a lot of shows, and so yeah, I'm comfortable. The biggest problem with that the directors tell me, you know, with our trail as far as camera stuff, is most guys don't want to be on camera because they've never done it.
Exactly.
And it's
right.
And,
yeah.
And hey, you know, you can't be afraid of the camera. You can't be afraid of the microphone in the fishing business. That's just all there is to it.
Absolutely.
And, you gotta learn to deal with people. And you know, I'm just an old country redneck who throw some wrong words in every once in a while. But I'll give it my all when you stick a camera in my face. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. Hey, Rex. You know, and you were talking about it was being the end. Excuse me, the end of the season of the Alabama Bass Trail. Well, if you would, for just here the next few minutes, tell us about, you know, give us some detail about the Alabama Trail, how you can get started. There's two divisions, you know, how you can advance and maybe get to fish in the Bassmasters, and just give us as much detail as you can if there's some guys or gals out there that are interested and might want to fish it.
Well, it is two divisions, as you said. The one thing about the Bass Trail is if you want to pay your entry fee, you can't cherry pick your home lake. If you want to pay up and fish, you've got to pay up for the whole entire season. There's five tournaments in the North Division. There's five tournaments in the South Division, and you can choose which division you want to fish and compete at. I fish both, and what they do is you fish your five tournaments. You pay your entry fees. It's like $1,250 for five tournaments.
Okay, Rex, can I interrupt you a second? Is that $1,250 if you want to fish in the north, or $1,250 if you want to fish in
that's per division.
Okay.
Just for five tournaments. If you want to fish the five tournaments in one division, that's what it costs you and your partner total for all the tournaments.
Okay.
And after those five regular season tournaments, they'll take the top 45 in points, and that may have changed this year, but you accumulate points after each tournament on which place you finish in the tournament.
Okay.
And then they'll take the top 45 points winners that will advance to the championship at the end of the year. Now they take the top 45 in the north, and they take the top 45 in the south. They also take husband-wife teams.
Okay.
The top so many teams, I want to say like the top five in each division, which usually there's not that many. They also advance to the championship, not through, they don't compete with everybody else for points. They also take top high school teams that advance to the championship. And just today, I got an email that the Alabama Bass Trail is giving out scholarships for high school teams. I think they're going to give out five $1,000 scholarships next season.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic.
And that's great for, I think it's high school seniors are eligible and college students are eligible for those $1,000 scholarships.
Great.
And so there's numerous ways to qualify for the championship. But now what most of us fish for is to make the top six. And I say the top six because that's what it's been the last couple of years. It depends on how many entrants in each tournament on how many spots the Alabama Bass Trail is given by BASS to fish their what they call their Bassmaster Team Championship. And this year it was six teams in the north and six teams in the south. Both qualify to fish the Bassmaster Team Championship, which will take place in December on Kentucky Lake.
Wow. Now that's the big time. That's the big time, isn't it?
That pays some good money. The kicker on that is people from all across the country, from different tournament trails and different clubs and things like that. There's different ways to qualify. And Alabama Bass Trail pays the entry fees for those 12 teams, which is $500 entry fees for that tournament. Plus, they load you up with gear and shirts and all that stuff for that. It's a really good deal. And now during that tournament, everybody fishes for, I believe it's 2 days, and then they cut to the top six teams, and then they make another cut the following day. But on that the last day, if you've been fishing as a team, but they split you up, now you're fishing against your partner, And the winner, the overall winner, goes to the Bassmaster Classic.
Wow.
And that's a great deal for the weekend angler. It's just another avenue to make it to the Classic. That's a lot of people's dreams.
Oh, sure.
Angler's dreams to go fish in the Bassmaster Classic. And we've had several people here in our area that's done that and qualified in different arenas. And we made, like I said, second place in the South, so we'll be going to Kentucky late in December trying to get a spot in the Classic for next year.
Man, that is fantastic. Hey, Rick, the question I'm going to ask now, you may not know the answer, but the Alabama Bass Trail, about how much money does that trail pay out to the fishermen, you know, that win the tournament?
I may not know the answer. Over $500,000 is paying back next year.
Over $500,000 is paid back next year.
Over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Now, at the championship, you know, Phoenix Boats is their premier sponsor. That's the boat sponsor for the whole entire trail.
Right.
At the championship, which will be on Eufaula this year, the first place team wins a new Phoenix.
Wow.
So that's part of the part of the total prize money.
The value of that boat, it would be roughly what?
60 plus
for a boat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So let me say that again. Next year, the Alabama Bass Trail will pay out in prize money and whatever else you say. I guess prize money and or prizes over or a $500,000, $500,000.
Over $500,000. They're paying back it's a little over 50-something thousand dollars per tournament just for the regular season tournaments.
Wow.
And now the championship is also another bonus to it, is the championship is a no-entry fee tournament. You qualify, you go. There's no entry fee to it, and it pays back really good money. And like I said, first place team wins a new Phoenix Bass Boat.
Man, wow. One more question, and I know you got things you need to do. My next question is, how many teams were there in the Alabama Bass Trail last year? Or close
we had to over a hundred. We had over 150 in both divisions, each division.
Each division. So 300.
Each division had over 150, and I'll tell you this. Next year is shaping up to be the biggest year yet as far as numbers of boats. I think
right.
A full field is like 200 or 225 boats. And I really look for the North Division to have 200 boats next year because they're over halfway full already for next year. Registration opened up, I think, August 15th. And so it's already halfway full. So they're really proud that people have stepped up and people are really liking the trail. They got a lot of new sponsors that's jumping on board this year and for next season. We already have Phoenix Boats and Frog Togs and Garmin. I mean, it's the national company stepped up and sponsoring, and it's just worked out really well.
Wow, that is fantastic. That is a lot of boats taking, you know, 200 boats, you know, per division.
It's an undertaking. Think about it. They're doing 10 regular season tournaments. At that many boats, and I mean, they got a great crew.
Their
whole staff. I mean, and it works like clockwork. There's no snafus.
Uh-huh.
There's no lines. I mean, it really works out great. I've been very impressed, and that's why I choose to fish them. It just ran so well.
I got you. Hey, one more question, Rex. Then we're going to let you get out of here. If someone has heard what we're talking about and they are interested in finding more out about the Alabama Bass Trail, where would they need to go, or could they contact you? And if so, how do they get a hold of you?
Pull it up on the web, alabamabasstrail.org, or go to my Facebook site, Rex Chambers Fishing. There's several links on it there. Links to the show that just ran this past week is I think, every Tuesday. The original show airs on Sunday, and then on Monday or Tuesday, they'll put it on their YouTube channel. So
okay.
Go watch the entire show. But AlabamaBassTrail.org is their main site, and everything you need to know is there.
Well, great deal. Hey, Rex, man, thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving us the information about the Alabama Bass Trail. So it looks like it's just red hot and it's taking off. And again, $500,000 in prize money would get my attention, that's for sure.
Well, it's a great deal, and everybody needs to step up and fish it because they won't be sorry. They'll love it.
You got it. Hey, thanks, Greg. Thanks, man. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, bud.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right.
You too.
There you go. There's our local fishing expert. He doesn't like to be called pro, so we just refer to him as our fishing expert, Rex Chambers. Again, if you need to know more about or want to know more about the Alabama Bass Trail, look him up on Facebook. Again, it is 5:46. We're 15 minutes away from going home, but we're going to go to a break right now. We'll be back shortly here on Sports Talk Live 95.5.